Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Steve, you remember Frankie Muniz, right?
Oh, yeah. Malcolm.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else other than Malcolm in the Middle?
He did a couple movies, but...
My Dog Skip. That was a cute movie.
Yeah.
Did he do anything else besides Malcolm in the Middle?
Wait, wasn't he like a secret agent?
Oh,
secret
Cody
agent
Banks.
Cody Banks. Yeah,
that's right. That was good. Okay, so he did do something.
Good.
Was that good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't remember, honestly.
I didn't watch it, so I can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this weekend. That should be our homework.
Oh, that's why. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I've got Creed. I recorded that. I got to watch Creed.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because the next one's coming out.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right?
You getting excited for it?
Yeah, I can't wait for it to go out on demand. It's going to be awesome. I'd like to see it. I hope to see it. But, you know, I got family stuff to do.
It's true. Yeah. I can appreciate
that. Well, that's a good way to get away from family for a little bit is go see a movie.
Yeah. So you have to do it for work.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using that excuse for years. Even though you don't buy it, I still use it. Got to go watch TV for work. Sorry, guys. Poor Frankie Muniz, though, man. He's had a tough week. It started with him flying to France, had to go to his uncle's funeral. That's never a good thing. And then when Frankie got home, his house was flooded entirely. And it wasn't caused by storms. It wasn't a plumbing issue. It was his cat.
Oh, no. What does the cat turn like the...
The cat turned the sink on. And so he said, he tweeted, when I arrived home, I found 4 floors of my 5-story brownstone under 3 feet of water.
No.
Everything I own destroyed. Every wall, piece of artwork, personal photos, furniture, all because my cat accidentally turned on a sink a few days ago while we were gone. I'm devastated and exhausted from a tough week. I've cried more yesterday and today than my entire life combined. Forgive me for venting. He also had a quote, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I swear it's true. You wouldn't believe the destruction. And apparently Frankie's cat survived because he later playfully joked about one named Zizix being the culprit. And in case you're wondering, judging by Frankie's social media feed, he was gone for about 6 days. And he let the cats just hang by themselves. Do people do that with their cats? To let them be in the house for a week?
We have someone who came over, like when I was at Yellowstone, Uncle Chris watched the cats, but basically just fed them in the morning and at night, and that was about it.
I mean, like I have a time feeder or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They got the cat litter and all that.
They're a lot easier, you would think. The cats are easier to leave alone than dogs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He could have had somebody. Well, actually, though, if he had somebody come over and feed them, then he would have known his house was flooded.
Well, yeah.
So he must have, like you said, a timed feeder, Steve.
Something along those lines. That sucks. And I would imagine it's just to add on to it, like you're coming back. What makes you so emotional is you just came back from like grieving the passing of a family member and you're just like, oh, I'm just so burnt and beat down. And then you come home and everything that you have is just covered in water.
And here's the other thing, and I have no idea, he didn't mention it, but dude, it was his basically negligence for leaving the cats alone in that apartment that I'm not sure insurance is going to cover this.
Mm. Unless he's got stupid cat insurance.
Well, stupid cat insurance is something that I didn't know existed, but it should now.
So if a cat turns on the faucet in your sink, wouldn't it just keep, unless you have something that's blocking the water?
Well, it's an interesting thing, because some sinks used to have those 3 holes in them.
Right.
And that's why they did it, so that it couldn't overflow.
Right.
Unless he doesn't, like the newer sinks that I see sometimes, the fancy ones, they don't got that. So I don't know, Steve. I've seen some fancy sinks where I feel like the old guy. I go, where the hell's the drainage hole thing so that it, you know, if it can't overflow if it gets.
Yeah, it seems a little goofy, like all this whole thing.
Unless they like push down the lever, like when they were walking by it or something.
They,
you know,
have
how they
the
have
hole.
The, yeah, but like some of them have like the weird little thingy to kind of plug the hole.
Yeah,
no, I'm talking about the other hole.
Oh,
that's the hole I'm talking about.
Right.
But some of the new sinks I've seen, some of like the fancy ones don't have the other hole.
What?
That's why I'm like, yeah, how do you...
But maybe, like, there's like a hole towards the top.
Yeah, you know, that's why they have that hole, Vicky, so that it can't ever accidentally flood.
You got one in the bottom, one in the top.
Hole. Yeah, why are you having a conversation with this little child?
True.
She's like, look at my...
Dude, it's Twitter, and I don't know how like you post that, and you have to just stay away from the Twitter comments. If you're frankly...
Are people being mean to him?
Well, no, some people are just like, hey, why not? Would you leave your cat alone for a few days? Somebody says cats aren't like dogs. They can be left alone with enough food and water. They don't need to be taken outside. That's why they poop in a box.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. He writes, I arrived home from my uncle's funeral to find four of my five-story brownstone home under 3 feet of water. So the first line is my uncle's funeral.
Yeah.
First comment, is your uncle okay?
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
God, people are stupid. Yeah, see, that's what you get, Frankie. If you really want to go on social media to
vent, I don't know if they're just stupid or they're just trolling.
That's a really good... Yeah, you're right. It could very well be a troll. I mean, I wouldn't put it past somebody. But yeah, these are people that are... And then people posting all the cat ridiculousness, too. Like, they're... I mean, I don't know what he expected going on Twitter, but that's a devastating loss. And people are putting little cat memes and stupid things up there. I hate that. I mean, it's like people just don't know how to respond, so they throw a dumb meme up there. It's like, dude, it's not a time for a goofy meme, I don't think. The guy's house is destroyed, pretty much.
Maybe he'll cheer him up. A picture of a cat crying while holding a cell phone. It kind of put a smile on my face.
Yeah, but you didn't lose your house to a flood.
Solid point.
I don't know anymore. I mean, I'm really, I don't know. Hey, can I have a moment of this show?
Yes.
No. I would like...
Wow. Oh, Vicky said
sorry,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Last time I checked, Vicky, there's nowhere near in charge you are. And I don't know why I'm Yoda all of a sudden, but that's exactly
somebody found a meme of a cat knocking over a glass of water, and they replied to his post with that.
Yeah, there's a meme for everything.
Yep.
There really is.
But what does that person think that's going to do? Do they think... See, Vicky, you're the meme queen.
Yeah.
Back to Frankie Munoz, who basically he got home and his cat had turned on a sink and flooded his entire... Four of his five stories of his brownstone flooded. He's lost everything. And he's Malcolm in the Middle, if you don't know Frankie. And so people are posting these goofy cat memes. Now, he went on Twitter to vent about this, but explain to me the meme brain. You see this news, you hear this news. Do you think in some way people think they're helping?
I think it's, like, for me, whenever I'm upset, just seeing something funny, being able to laugh about it, I think would help me. And so I kind of get it. Although the fact that he talked about his uncle's funeral, I probably wouldn't have posted a meme.
Okay, so death is the only thing that you don't meme about.
Yeah.
Anything else?
All bets are off.
So yes. Let me, again, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. What about these California wildfires where people lost their house, but they're still alive? Because, Frankie, it's the same thing.
Died in these fires. I think that kind of still falls in the death thing.
Even though the person that tweeted about it didn't die in the fire, they just lost their house.
But people have died in those
but
fires.
But if there was a fire and it was only one person's house and nobody died, then you can throw a funny meme in.
Yep.
All right, well, good.
So next time you get a colonoscopy or something else like that happens, I'm going to be sending you memes.
I'm learning what memes mean, Steve. I think it's a language I need to learn.
I always turn off the water in my kitchen sink when I go on vacation for this very reason.
Mm. Oh, that's a really good call.
Yeah. I'm loving these comments, man, on the Twitter, because sometimes people find the weirdest things to try and connect with a celebrity. And this one guy's like, wow, man, sorry to hear about all this. I know you're a big John Mayer fan like myself, and I hope most of your John Mayer stuff is okay.
Yeah, that's a little stretch. That's a bit of a stretch. It's like,
I'm sure you lost a lot, but I hope you're able to save a few of your favorite things.
Yeah.
Here's the luck in the future for all of us.
Well, I mean, it's a little syrupy, but it's somewhat nice.
I hope your John Mayer stuff is okay.
Oh, is it that same? Is it the same
that's
guy?
That's all the same guy.
Oh, it's all the same guy. Oh, yeah, no, then yeah, he's an idiot.
How's that the first? Oh my gosh, your house is destroyed. Is your John Mayer stuff all right?
Yeah, I think there had to be other stuff in there, maybe, that he probably would have traded. He would have traded the John Mayer stuff, you know? How about if that was the only thing that survived? You got all your wonderful paintings, maybe your family pictures, all the heirlooms, and the only thing that survives is the John Mayer stuff. I don't think I'm happy about that. Nothing against John Mayer. I'm just like, you know what? I can buy more John Mayer stuff. I can't buy those pictures of when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. So, would you have a question about?
And look, this is I'm going to talk about something that Bill Maher, the real time Bill Maher guy, said.
Okay.
This isn't going to be political, even though what Bill Maher said was political, or at least it was the core of it was political. But there's something he said within his political comment that I take umbrage with, not about the politics of it, but just about an art form that he insulted, basically trying to make a political point.
Okay.
And I don't care about the political point. Say whatever point you want, but the guy, he's taking some heat, and I think he should, for heckling adult comic book lovers because he's questioned the legitimacy of comic books as a medium and disrespecting the passing of Stan Lee, that people are saying. Which, by the way, Armie Hammer, have you seen?
The guy that was giving everybody a hard time because of the selfies with Stan Lee.
The Lone Ranger guy.
Okay, I haven't seen anything since then.
He said to Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he basically said, guys, I'm sorry, I was an idiot, thanks to Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the guy that plays Negan.
He says, while attempting to provide some unnecessary social commentary about the current selfie culture in true asshat form, thank you, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I inadvertently offended many who are genuinely grieving the loss of a true icon. I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart, and I'll be working on my Twitter impulse control.
Yeah. So that's going on, right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're under a rock and you don't know that that's going on. So Bill Maher decides he's going to say something about Stan Lee in the world of comic books. I don't know if he actually said anything about Stan Lee, but people are taking it as a shot at Stan Lee since it just happened. The guy passes away, and then Bill Maher, out of the blue, just decides to basically say stuff about comic books. So some people are saying, really, Bill, the timing? So he wrote, quote, America is in mourning, deep, deep mourning for a man who inspired millions to, I don't know, watch a movie, I guess. Oh, actually, in this comment, I didn't see. I only heard the political stuff. I didn't know. He does say stuff about Stan Lee.
Mm.
Okay. So yeah, he said that about Stan Lee, obviously, and he said he has nothing against comic books, Bill Maher says, but he added that when he was growing up, quote, comics were for kids, and when you grew up, you moved on to big boy books without the pictures. So that is definitely a condescending piece of crap response, even though he says he's got nothing against comic books. Yeah, you do, Bill. You just put out a statement that you just said something that is condescending. You do. And at a time where people are mourning perhaps one of the greatest, if you will, fictional icons, or icons of fiction, I should say, in American history. Stan Lee will go down in history as creating great fiction in America.
Dude, I mean, at the 3-2-1 Battle Wrestling show on Friday night, there was a moment where one of the guys, a new character part of 3-2-1, Evan Excelsior is his name, wearing a full Captain America getup and had the shield, like real nice setup. But he was in the ring just talking about how, like, even in wrestling, you know, it's all about the characters and large in life figures because of comics and because of people like Stan Lee. It gave us a reason to believe in things outside of the normal realm. And, you know, it was just a really heartfelt thing. And then you hear, and I'm thinking, you know, how's this going to go over with the crowd? And the crowd was going nuts about that. It just realized that Stan Lee or comics or escapism because of comics has such a profound impact on so many people. So for him to do that is, especially on the heels of someone dying, it's douchey.
It's very douchey. And I've always come to Bill Maher's defense, even when he was in real big trouble for comments he made almost 20 years ago when they canceled his HBO show. And I stood behind him saying, look, you know, you cannot like what a guy says, but what he said was valid. Here, to me, is just a completely douchey move that there's no reason to say this. And then he really made these comments and made a political connection, which is even more idiotic. And I'm not even going to bother with the political connection. But if that was his goal, was to make a political statement, and he's got to sit there and denigrate a bunch of folks, really, who didn't, you know, with the passing of somebody who they loved, it's just low and cheap.
Thanks. A lot of people look for those kind of things. They'll look for something in the news or some kind of story, and then they can kind of twist it to kind of fall in line with that, whatever political agenda they have. And they're like, oh, this will be a topical thing so that people will be talking about my anti-whatever.
Yeah.
And it just seems a little unnecessary.
It's very sad because I've never known Bill Maher to grab that low-lying fruit before. I've always had a lot of respect for him. Here's what he sounds like, because he's so off the mark with this, with the great artwork and the great storytelling that have been done in comic books, especially today, which have inspired some of the biggest TV shows that are on and the biggest movies that are on. To me, it's just, wow, you sound like an out of touch old guy. And I never thought that would ever happen to Bill Maher. It's disappointing because I used to be I was a fan. So it disappoints me on that level. And it's just like, you're just another example of an old person that doesn't get what younger people get. And that therefore, they just give you another reason to be irrelevant. It's amazing to me.
I don't know much about movies in the sense that I can't remember who's in what movie and whatnot. But somebody says Bill Maher did a cameo in Iron Man 3. He's an idiot.
Yeah, it was a deleted scene. So maybe,
oh, maybe that's why he's pissed.
Maybe he's a little butthurt about the fact that his scene got deleted.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I would be angry.
Yeah, I would be angry myself if I was deleted.
Someone said, Chris has a good point on text. Stanley has multi-generational effect on people. Maher will have nowhere near that kind of legacy.
That is true, too. And he's tainting the legacy that he had, because I'm a guy that was a big fan of him, and he's gone down a lot of pegs in my world, and I just...
But he still loves hookers, so I mean, that's a cool thing.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a nice thing. Yeah, and of course, it just triggers me. It's an old wound, because I mean, I've been hearing this for years. I mean, and I've been hearing it when comic books weren't cool. Why don't you stop reading the kids' stuff? And I'd be fighting, going, you guys have no idea. Would you take a look at a comic book and read it? It's not like what you remember. It'd be like me telling you, Steve, you shouldn't watch wrestling. You're stupid. And I don't know, because I don't watch wrestling. So where do I even get off saying that? But that's what idiots do.
Well, I watch wrestling because I am stupid. So there.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
Touché.
Mystery solved. All right, I got a big question, because there's not enough drama in the world, so here's what we need to know. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about people's crying kids? Yeah, it's more drama, a great edition of Facebook Drama, and you're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook. There's an actual Facebook post, the drama unfolds because of it, and we are going to act it out. And this time around, you will be Janet, the original poster. BJ.
Yes.
Vicky, you will be Jason.
Nice.
I will be Brittany. And Rev, you are Mary.
Sweet.
All right, so once again, Janet's the original poster. So, BJ, please take it away.
Okay, parents, listen up. If you are in public and your child is being a jerk, do something about it. Your millennial parenting methods of ignoring them and other ineffective psychological mastermind games of silence and counting to three do not apply here. Get your kids' ass under control!
So, what you're saying here is that you enjoy screaming children. Am I right?
Do you think I like it when my one-year-old has a fit? She's teething and nothing soothes her. So I'm supposed to do something about it? Shut the F up, bitch. You're ridiculous.
Ridiculous? How about you take your screaming child home, bitch?
I agree. You don't let your child ruin everyone else's day.
Yeah, that's what I need. Parenting advice from some hoe that has three baby daddies.
I have two baby daddies, you dumb bitch. Two kids from Mock and one from Kevin.
Oh, I stand corrected. Hashtag mother of the year.
Brittany, if you aren't smart enough to take your child and exit the situation that is upsetting them, then you shouldn't have children.
Well, ladies, it's been fun. I've really learned a lot today. Like, I've learned that I'm never having kids. So thanks. Good talk.
Jason's the smart one here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what? He's gleaned some wisdom on this one.
BJ, I found a place, though, if people have loud kids, a place where they can take them.
Where's that?
And they can feel safe and let them just get as loud and as crazy as they want.
Where's that?
At wrestling shows.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Has that happened?
Oh, yesterday was one of the greatest experiences of my life, thanks to a room full of kids that were hating on certain wrestlers, including yours truly.
Oh, the kids were hating on Steve.
So Without a Cause, which is a wrestling promotion that's based in Everett, shout out to them. They always put on a lot of fun shows at the Normana Lodge, which was great to go back over there. We talked about them. They have the Aquavit alcohol and all that fun stuff. But they decided this time around, from now on, when you buy a ticket, if you have kids that are under the age of 10, the kids can come free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So there's a lot of families there. And I was like, oh, this is a cool crowd, kids. I hope they enjoy it. You never know. First match or second match in, all of a sudden, there's a wrestler from Vancouver, and his name's Nathan Legacy. He was wrestling Cody Chun. And Cody's awesome. He listens to the show. So shout out to classic Cody Chun.
Cody.
So Legacy's doing some moves, and he's the bad guy. And all of a sudden, I hear this kid, probably 7 or 8 years old, go, Legacy, you suck.
Oh,
and I was like, what?
Wow.
And then it just starts. All these kids are, a couple were cursing, which I thought was rather weird.
Okay.
But most of them were just saying, you suck, you stink, and just heckling and heckling nonstop. And finally, I see Nathan Legacy afterwards. I'm like, is that a career highlight to have an 8-year old tell you that you suck? He's like, dude, I took everything in my power not to start smiling. That was incredible. Because they were fun kids, having fun, and all the wrestlers were playing into it. But I was like, the whole time, now I'm starting to stress because I'm going to go up there, and my character is, I'm a bad guy, local celebrity. I'm a douchey radio guy. That's kind of easy to do.
Yeah, you know what? You played well.
So I'm coming out there, and I'm like, how am I going to get into an argument with an 8-year old? I don't know what to say to an 8. Like, you know what I mean? If this kid starts chirping me, I don't know what the line is.
Yeah.
And so this kid, of course, starts chirping me, and we have a clip. Somebody was filming it when it all went down.
Oh, really?
You could hear this kid telling me that I suck, all this stuff, and I'm trying to think of something, and this is the only thing that came out of me at the time. And then the dad just looks at me and goes, yep.
Oh, that is so good.
It was great, though, just seeing all these kids yelling and screaming at wrestlers, and then afterwards taking pictures with the wrestlers that they were yelling and screaming with. It just kind of put a big smile on my face. It was a really fun event.
That is fantastic. I was just thinking, finally, you're on your level.
Yes.
You're getting to communicate with the people. The emotional age you're at. I feel like that is a fair fight for everybody.
It was great. And of course, as I'm ready to leave, the kid just walks by and goes, you still suck.
Oh, thanks, like, kids.
Appreciate it. She was calling me Baldy Scary Pants. Scaredy Pants.
Is that what he did?
She was. That was a girl.
Oh, that was a girl called you Baldy Scaredy Pants.
There was a boy in the front that then said, I hate you, you mother effer. And I was like,
wow.
I effing hate you is what he said.
Oh.
So about the same age, maybe 9.
Okay, how does that go down and the parents say nothing?
I just looked at them and I'm like, you might want to buy some soap for your kid and wash his mouth.
Wow.
That was pretty awesome.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Are we there that you can say that? A little kid can say that and not get in trouble?
I think it's case by case, BJ. Some kids, their parents are okay with it. Most aren't.
Yeah, I can't believe that way. Vicky, if that was your kid, you're in public like that, what do you think?
It's a wrestling event. I feel like the rules do not apply.
He can say the F word.
Yeah. That, or if he really, really hurt himself, he's allowed to.
Well, I know all of us were trying our best. Like, I let an F-bomb slip, and I felt awful. But then I hear that kid. I'm like, my mouth is not nearly as bad as that kid.
Not at all. Wow. Danny, how about you with Lily? Is it ever, I mean, if she's at a public event like that, I know it's wrestling and you get to yell, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't use the, I mean.
Well, doesn't Lily usually answer the phone, what's up, mother effer, when you call?
Oh, yeah.
She does?
No. Oh.
You are just so gullible.
I don't know. How would I know how Lily answers the phone?
Because I don't talk to you people. I don't know what you guys. You guys actually talk to each other. I don't know.
Yeah. No, she's not allowed to cuss at all.
Okay.
Yeah. She can't even say, like,
I love how you guys think that. First of all, Vicky just said to me that she'd let her kid say it. There was a kid that's saying the F-bomb where you were.
But we know Danny. You think we? I mean, I don't.
I don't know.
There's a reason why I don't have kids.
Danny is.
No, the fact that I would let my kids swear.
All right, I can't follow.
Wow, yeah.
And follow the bouncing ball.
And Danny, I don't know, this ball's all over the place. I mean, I would think that, I don't know, I you guys totally think there's no way Danny would allow that?
I don't think you would allow her to say, what's up, mother effer, when he calls to say hi to his daughter.
See, I would think that sounds like a funny joke between dad and kid.
No.
See, I would let Sarah say that to me.
But she's 26.
No, I would let her say it probably. I let her say a lot of But we had a relationship where she could say what she wanted to me. I would tell her, look, you know what, you say it to other people, people are going to be mad at you and you'll be judged. I go, you and me, I know you. I love you. I don't care. So that's why I thought, well, maybe Danny's got that. Really, I guess I said a lot about who I am.
You know, being on the radio really helps me censor myself around my daughter. Whereas, like, my ex-wife, she does not censor herself at all. I'm surprised Lily hasn't picked
up on the words that your ex?
No. And she hasn't said anything yet, but she watches a lot of football, and I have a feeling it's going to happen sooner than later.
I'm watching the video
right now. There's the little kid that's bouncing her head up right there.
Yeah, so Steve is fighting. Oh, this little girl, I mean, this is unbelievable. She's chirping at him, and she does. She looks like she can't be more than 10,
and
right?
And that's the mother effer kid.
Oh, and
I'm pretty sure. He's got the loser sign to me.
He's got the loser on his forehead for you. Yeah. And there you are fighting with your Twitter verified posting placards.
Look at that. That's the thing. I'm the only Twitter verified wrestler. They're from the biggest star.
Yeah, of course. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's really how it works, right?
I love how you carried around to show everybody.
That's some people are too stupid to understand, so I need a visual representation
so you've got
to understand what a blue check looks like.
So you got the blue check, and you've got the fighting with the little kid. That is going to be the highlight of your life right
there.
That was
the greatest night of my life last night.
We got to show that at the convention and say, okay, guys, you're doing this wrong. Here's how you do radio. Show Steve with his Twitter verified yelling at a 10-year-old.
At one point, that same kid started going, hold me back, to her dad. His dad's holding her, and she's like trying to get one of the wrestlers, Holly Dead. She goes out there into the face of the kid. You want to get in the ring with me? And the kid then got quiet. It was awesome.
That's so awesome. You know what? Everybody's, this wrestling is hitting everybody. David Arquette, you know, Courtney Cox's man.
Oh, dude.
Are they still together? But it wasn't.
No.
They got divorced like a couple years ago.
Sorry about that.
No, David Arquette, many, many, many years ago, and Red probably remembers because he was a big fan of wrestling back in like the 90s or so. In WCW, he got into the ring, kind of like they sometimes bring in celebrities to mix it up, but they made him a champ. And that was just a major issue in the world of wrestling. Like, how dare they disrespect our, you know.
Yeah. And he did the movie Ready to Rumble.
Yeah,
which was heavily, sure.
But well, since then, he's just said, I want to wrestle again, and he's gotten into shape. Like, he looks really, like, for 20-something, he's got a great physique, he's been training again, but he decided to wrestle in a death match, which was, I don't know why he would think to do something like this.
Yeah, that's a pretty extreme thing to do when you're new, is that the idea?
It's an extreme thing to do in general. Some wrestlers are into it. I'm not a fan of that style of wrestling. It's basically anything goes. You take like those giant light tubes.
Yeah.
You hit people with those.
Whoa.
And this is like legit. I mean, by the end of the match, typically both wrestlers are a bloody mess because they're cut up, barbed wires involved, tacks, weapons.
Damn.
It's an extreme. That's the extreme side of wrestling. People love it. People are all about it. I just am not a fan of that style. And I was shocked when I'm like, he's 47. Why is he even thinking of doing something like that?
That's amazing. And he fought this guy, Nick Gage,
who is known for being like legitimately insane. Like, he doesn't know when to stop being like, he forgets that he's wrestling, quote unquote, you know what I mean? And actually will legitimately hurt people.
I see over here they also have pizza cutters they use.
Yes, oh yes.
Wow. And so
cheese graters.
You talked about one of the fluorescent light tubes. He actually did Gage crash that over Dave's head and open a pretty serious cut on his neck, put his hands around David Gage's, then he got on top of Gage, put his hands around that guy's neck, held it there, then he got up and left the ring. Apparently then he decided the show must go on, so he got back in the ring. It almost looked like he was turning the match. Some people say he was trying to turn the match into a real fight, but Gage flipped him to the mat and pinned him. Arquette didn't even really try to get out of it, and the ref counted three. As soon as he lost, though, I guess Arquette just got up and left, his hands still to his neck.
Yeah, at some point during the thing, you could tell, like, I think common sense hit him, and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like,
yeah.
There's a one gift thing that just shows the light tube just going over his head, slicing his neck.
Oh,
and I think he just hit a point where he's like, "What? I'm done, man. I'm kind of, I think this was too much for me."
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
I don't get why he did it.
Whoa.
I mean, you know, the crazy thing is, I mean, he's the most talked about person on the internet this weekend. Because of this.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't really known what he was up to. And I've seen this video, and it's just nuts. And I imagine that these fluorescent light tubes shouldn't hurt you that badly, because, I mean, he's smashing that damn thing on his head.
Well, cut you. It's going to cut you.
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah. All right, after the match, David Arquette tweeted, thanks to all the fans for your love. I'm all stitched up. And the tweet included a picture of his tattoo of the Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. He also tweeted, quote, turns out death matches aren't my thing.
You think?
One of the things he did, though, he did a pretty good diamond cutter on the guy through some fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he just drops the guy into them.
Oh, jeez.
It's just weird, man. I don't understand why people do it, but
apparently TMZ got a hold of him, and he said that is definitely his last death match, and he asked if he would do a rematch with, and he said no, unless it's in the UFC. So he might do UFC. No,
he's not going to do that. Come on, David.
Please don't.
Boy, he's an adreadline junkie. He must be.
I just love him. I'm reading this article from the Business Insider. I never thought I'd read this sentence in the Business Insider. In fact, Arquette's face was sliced open when Gage seemingly attacked him with a pizza cutter.
Oi, oi, oi.
I don't think you need the seemingly there.
Yeah, wow. He did it.
Oh, man.
Somebody talked about, I swear like a sailor, going back to kids cursing, but my kids are not allowed to curse. And that's from Roy. Another person says, my kid can say the F word, but he says Dion's pizza is good. That jabroni's got a smackdown coming. From Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It just goes to show you, generationally speaking, because, I mean, look, it's been over 50 years since I was a kid, and it was, you got a beating of your life if you said the F word.
Yeah.
And if you said hell.
So what's the new F word?
I mean, if
kids say, if some parents are okay, well, do you think it's the C word?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I never heard a kid say the C word.
If I heard a kid,
that's the closest thing I can think of, Steve. You're right.
If I heard a kid in the wild saying that word, I would laugh. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I would start cracking up.
But what if it's your kid and he says it somewhere where you don't expect him to say it?
I would still laugh.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Vicky, the C word your kid can't drop. Okay.
I think it'd be funny, but no, they cannot.
Danny, what if your daughter wants to start saying the C word to
you? That's how she answers the phone when he calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's up, Blanky?
That's my nickname to her, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my little.
Dude, no. I can't be. I mean, Steve, I don't know. No. I mean, I know your mom, she dropped the bombs all the time, so yes. Maybe you're an outlier. But in the 60s and 70s,
dude, my friend would get a whooping if he said hell.
Yeah, there you go. So that was me.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't say it. And so the F-bomb is like something that people go, whatever. And in public to other people, like saying you're F. I mean, that's just, I mean, I can't believe it. My brain is breaking that in 50 years, this is what's happened to society. What's going to happen in the next 50 years?
Imagine you're sitting around, you know, all of a sudden you're just looking, I effing hate you.
So, I know.
All right. I'm glad you bought, you didn't buy a ticket. You got it for free a little.
Jeez. You know, like when Danny's daughter's my age, what the hell are those people going to be saying? Or is it going to go the other way and the pendulum swings the other way? You won't be able to say anything anymore. I don't know. It's nuts, man. On Friday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
What is the second largest country by area in South America?
Huh?
What is the second largest country by area?
Brazil.
No.
Oh.
Spain.
No.
Antigua.
No.
You're close. It's Argentina.
Oh, yeah. I started with
and. Yeah. 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 You had it. Yeah, you did.
A.
They do both start with A, and they end with A. Yeah. How do you say that, Vicky? Argentina?
Argentina.
There we go.
It would be great if you just went Argentina.
Argentina. I thought about it for a split second.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.